This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do not mistake this show for medical advice. If you or anyone you know is in need of a dentist, please contact 480-391-0099 to set up an appointment.
Welcome to our podcast. Sit back and relax. Dental Words Podcast. We're going to share some facts. We're going to raise your dental IQ at the Dental Words Podcast.
Today is April 15th, 2023, and this is episode number 117 of the Dental Works Podcast, the show about learning the ins and outs of dentistry from a patient's perspective. I'm Ted Work, and that over there is Dr. Terry Work.
Hello.
Dental Works is a family dental practice based in Scottsdale, Arizona that has been providing cosmetic and surgical dentistry for over 27 and a half years. Dr. Terry, how are you doing today?
Good. I watched that on your recommendation from our last podcast. I watched part of that show about the...
I think that's all you need to say.
Yeah, about the family, the Murdoch family.
No, the Roy... You're talking about Succession?
Yeah, Succession, but it's... You said it was based on the Murdoch
family.
I'm pretty
sure it
is. Fox News. I tried to look it up, did you? Anyway.
It's heavily inspired by
three freaking episodes, or we watched two episodes, and all it is a bunch of freaking siblings fighting about
shit. Isn't
it
great? Isn't it
so good?
And
the guy's in a coma, and that's the guy I was trying to look at his teeth.
Well, hey, don't, you know, let's try not to ruin it for people. I know we're on the final season that's about to come out for this show, but let's not try to ruin it because I've only seen a few episodes too, but it's very... Yeah, you feel bad for a lot of the characters.
I don't know that I necessarily want to open myself up to other people's family drama. I mean, we don't have a lot of family drama, but it's almost like, how about something that's a little more happy and feel good?
You know, Game of Thrones is like just family drama.
You.
Yeah, we've been watching you.
Yeah,
Miranda
watched
that show.
That's really upsetting. Anyway,
yeah, that one's horrifying. I don't like that show.
Yeah,
it's a little much for me.
It's a little much. What is that one, Spencer, or the guy that murders
Spencer?
People?
It's Dexter.
Spencer.
Sure.
Spencer's his brother. Yeah.
Sure.
No.
Great. Yeah.
Dexter.
Great.
Really well written, though. You's pretty good, too. But anyway,
yeah, you is weird.
It's a little upsetting. It's kind of like we talked about before. You know, you watch The Sopranos for one season, and all of a sudden... somebody cuts him off in traffic, and your thought is, well, they should murder that guy. You know, you become completely like, you're not at all sensitive to the way the real world works. You automatically anyway.
Did you watch Last of Us yet? You got HBO. Is that how you're watching Succession? How are you watching Succession? Because that's HBO.
I don't think so. It came up. You know, sometimes some of that stuff comes up other ways. We saw it come up in our feed somehow. I don't know. No, it's not HBO.
All right. Well,
whatever.
I don't know how.
Doesn't matter.
What kind of magic
we're stealing
you got going
it from
on.
Our neighbor or something.
That sounds about right. All right. Well, we're here today for an episode again. It's a very interesting episode today. We've got. We tried to record the beginning of this, and we had some technical difficulties, so we're going to try and do it again.
Oh, that's right. Overheated camera.
Yeah, we had an overheated camera. We're trying to troubleshoot
something
that.
Something overheated in Phoenix? Who'd have thought
I know,
that?
Exactly. The quality's worth it, though, so
totally.
If you haven't seen it, go ahead and check out
totally.
Episode 116. But on this episode, we will be doing the return... We're back. We're going to be doing another episode of Dr. Terry. Are you too cool for school?
All right.
This is an episode where I read off practice questions.
From the National Dental Board Association of Higher Learning tables.
Is that what it was? I don't remember what the acronym is, but we're going to find out here in a second. It's the INBDE.
The International...
I don't have the
dental
answer, so you're just going to be...
of the what a
but I do, we're doing the JCNDE, which is the Joint Commission on National Dental Examination.
Nice.
This is the 2017 practice
Perfect.
Questions. Here we go. We've already done questions 1 through 3, so
okay.
we'll be continuing
okay.
with
just to see
four
if I'm staying
six.
Up on stuff. If
four
it's about
six.
Biochem, I'm going to pass.
We're going to see... Like in a good way or a bad way?
I'm going to pass.
Here we go. This next question, question number 4. Here's the background. So this is a multiple choice question. And questions in this exam. Wow, I can't freaking talk today.
I know, but I hear your mustache rubbing on the thing.
Do you so, really?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Background. We've got a male.
Okay.
48 years old.
Yes, he's going to die.
Chief complaint. Don't we all die? Are we all going to die? Here we go.
I can Chief say complaint. With 100% accuracy,
this patient
he's
going to
die. He's going to die. Maybe not from this.
Chief complaint. I don't think that's the answer. One
no.
of the answers.
Okay.
He's going to die. Here we go. I've been in pain for 2 days, and now my face is swollen.
Okay.
Background and or patient history. Hypertension. Type 2 diabetes.
Okay.
Penicillin allergy.
Okay.
Current findings. We've got facial edema.
Lymphadenopathy.
Lymphadenopathy. Okay, right. Thank you. I appreciate that. You saw me struggling.
Yes, that
Here
was...
we go. The next thing. Extensive apical radiolucency.
Apical, yes.
Apical radiolucency.
Yes.
Associated with tooth 6.
Yes.
Temperature, 103.
Okay.
BP, 150 over 93.
Okay.
Blood glucose, 240 milligrams per deciliter. Is it deciliter?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the question.
What color are his shoes?
Where is the infection most likely located? Do you want to try it before you get the options?
I mean, apex of tooth number 6, but go ahead.
All right, here we go.
What are my choices?
Option A, buccal vestibule.
No.
B, canine space. C, nasal cavity. D, you're going to have to help me with this one.
Okay.
Pterygomaxillary space. I did all right.
That's pterygomaxillary space.
All right. So what do you got? We got buccal vestibule,
it's
canine
B.
space, nasal cavity, and pterygomaxillary.
It's B.
All right,
it's a periapical abscess on tooth number 6, which means the pulp died, and the lymphadenopathy is your lymphatic system reacting to an infection. So it's definitely number B.
All right. Number B. Let's see here. That is the correct answer.
That is the
B
correct
is the
answer.
Correct answer. The canine space. All right. You're doing pretty good. How
Thanks.
Are you feeling about the quiz questions so far?
Pretty good. Yes.
It's
the
like
canine
a cairn.
Space.
You know
canine
you...
space. And something that nobody knows except a dentist, but any infections in this area, they call this area the triangle of death.
Okay. Why?
Because Bermuda Triangle was already taken. No. Because there's a small artery on the size of your nose, on the side of your nose, that goes straight to the middle of your brain. And if an infected tooth puts bacteria in that small blood vessel, it'll go up into what's known as the cavernous sinus, and you can die from it.
Jeez.
They call that the triangle of death.
Good to know.
Yeah.
So you're saving lives.
I am, basically. Mm-hmm. For gotcha. Those mathematicians out there.
Hey, you know what? Math is important, too, all right?
Oh, you're no, it is, to totally.
Totally. Doing math averages.
The math guy's name and stuff. Can we get triangle in there some? Maybe
Calculus.
Maybe we call it the hypotenuse of death. No.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
This question is a follow-up to the previous question. So I'm glad you got it right.
What?
That helps.
It helps.
Seems like it would.
Yeah, if you got it wrong, then that second part of the question is a little tough to get.
All right, so here we go. All the same stuff from before, all the other same stuff in addition.
Okay.
5 days after starting the antibiotic,
yes,
the patient called and said, I have bad watery diarrhea, a high temp, and stomach cramps. It says the most appropriate next step would be to, and then it says
change
progressive
antibiotics
paired with model item 5. Here are your options. A, discontinue current antibiotic and refer to physician. B, discontinue current antibiotic and substitute with azithromycin or Z-Pak. C, recommend loperamide, Imodium. D, recommend probiotics.
B. All right, let's see what the answer is.
Well, A or B. The correct answer on this exam is A.
Wow.
So I'm glad you snuck in there.
Yeah. But it says it could be A physician, or B would be appropriate. But, I mean, again, he's allergic to penicillin. Well, what antibiotic did we give him? Did we give him penicillin? We don't know.
Well, we knew he was allergic to it.
He's allergic to penicillin.
In the first place, right?
Yeah. He's a diabetic. He has high blood pressure. And he's got a dental infection. I mean, you should start by doing a root canal in tooth number 6. That's where you need to start. Yeah. But anyway, go ahead.
All right. And the final question for today's practice exam. How you
and
feeling?
We have
you're doing,
a,
you're feeling pretty good.
We've established he's going to die. Right.
Well, right. Yeah, no, yeah. You know what? That's
not
something
from this,
you
probably
usually withhold from the patients.
That's what I say to the wife. I did everything I could, but he still pulled through.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Ahead.
Here we go. We did the best we could. And I'm sorry to say it. He's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Why did you say it like that? All right, here we go. Question number 6.
Sick.
Okay. Here we go. Background. The patient is a male 5-year-old.
Okay.
Here we go. Background and or patient history. First dental examination 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Cooperation assessment was good. Restorable caries on one or more primary molars
okay
in every quadrant.
Okay.
After demonstration, during the first restorative appointment, the next management technique would be, I feel like I'm narrating like a corporate training video. The next management technique would be A, distraction, B, explanation, C, rationalization, D, sedation.
They made it sound like he did okay on the first one. I'm not.
Let's see here. After demonstration.
Okay.
I'm making sure I can read this. After demonstration, during the first restorative appointment, management technique would be.
Oh.
After demonstration.
I see.
Which is the management technique.
Okay. Explanation.
So you've got distraction, explanation, rationalization, and sedation.
Okay, pediatric dentistry. I always jump right to sedation, and I mean for me. For me. I use nitrous on myself. So the first one was demonstration.
We've got distraction, explanation, rationalization,
sedation. The next one would probably be distraction. He's 5, right?
He's 5 years old.
I have to guess. 5 years old is a little too young for distraction, I think.
The correct answer is, in fact, A. Good job, distraction.
Oh, okay.
We've got 2 out of 3 correct.
Well,
continuing your streak.
Well, I want two, and I got 2.5
out
of 3 because I said.
You did. That's fair. You know
2
what?
2.5.
That is fair.
They would give it to me on a game show.
It'll. sure.
Okay. On Jeopardy.
All right. We.
I did
you
not
for
form the answer in the form of a question.
Thank you for playing, Dr. Terry. Are you too cool for school? You
Woo!
Are, in fact, this
too
time
cool.
too cool for school. So we're glad. You know what?
See one, do one, teach one, baby.
Doing it. You're hanging it up. Moving it around, scooting it across the board slowly.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
And now we will be moving on to our favorite segment, Celebrity Smiles.
We're not doing Tooth Wars?
We're not going to do Tooth Wars. Celebrity Smiles is easier to do because we've got a lot of celebrities we've done.
Why don't we do the artificial intelligence deal.
I could try and work on that for the next few, but we've got celebrity smiles.
I got you, but
months,
but I wonder if it would
that might work.
If it would do that, if it would say like, who has a nicer smile?
We could
so and so, and
we could just ask it to rate their teeth from on a scale from 1 to 10. Just an individual
right.
person.
Let's do that in the future. Artificial intelligence.
Okay,
is it artificial? Okay.
Well, yeah. Yes, it is.
All right. Whatever.
All right. Here we go. We got some people from Succession because I was planning on doing this episode right after the previous one, and it's
well,
already
wait. We
planned.
Already did that.
We already did that, but these are more people from okay. Succession because there's a huge cast in that show.
Okay.
All right. First person is one Alan Ruck. Alan Ruck, you may recognize this person.
Rock.
Ruck, R-U-C-K.
Oh.
You may recognize this gentleman from one...
Don't say it. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah. Probably his other really big...
So thing. He was much older than everybody else in the cast, so...
In the show? In that movie?
In Ferris Bueller's Day yeah. Off. Yeah. Alan Ruck.
I love in the opening when it's his birthday, when it's the dad's birthday, he gives him a sourdough starter. Did you remember that?
See that.
Yeah, he's like, here, dad, I got you this. And he's like, what is it, goo? And then one of them opens it and he's like, you ruined it. You're not supposed to open it. What's wrong with you?
Oh, no, I didn't.
It was that. Funny. Yeah, that part's funny. That's in the first episode.
So he has nice teeth. He has really nice teeth.
Yeah?
Yeah, you... so... really nice smile.
Yeah, they look great. I mean, he looks...
And they look pretty natural. Yeah, most people would say they're not... They could be whiter, which they could be, but man, I'm going to give him... It's pretty good.
Yeah.
He was great in Ferris Bueller's Day.
Oh, another thing that I kind of like about this new setup is you and I are a little bit further apart.
Yeah.
So that makes it easier for the image for Celebrity Smiles to be like right here.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Did you see that? Did you notice that?
Yeah, it turned out
it
nice.
Looks a
you
lot
better.
You can
make it bigger.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to give him, again, he's not known for smiling, and I don't like
yeah,
the
he's
beard.
The depressed guy in but, Ferris Bueller's.
I'm going to give him an 8.
8 out of 10, that's pretty good.
It is pretty good. I mean, look
pretty
at
good.
That.
It
this one,
good.
Yeah. He didn't go crazy with it. He's definitely had braces though it looks like. But
all right, the next person is the daughter from the show Succession. She plays the character Siobhan, which is spelled, do you know how it's spelled? Siobhan, do you know how they spell
with a Q?
Siobhan? No, it's spelled S I O B H O-N, I think. That's the V, is a B-H, Siobhan.
B-H?
I'm not even joking, dude. Let's look
I believe
up,
you, but that's it's a...
Her name is Sarah Snook.
It's a friggin'
Irish,
fictional character.
Well, no, I know, but that's a real name. That's an Irish name. It's like a Gaelic name, I think.
They're always talking
Sarah
like
Sarah
Sarah Snook.
From Six.
Sarah Snook.
She plays the daughter.
Snook. What yeah. am I in here? Oh, yeah, she's... And her...
What do you got? What have we got tooth-wise?
She's a redhead, so...
What?
So you know.
Well, I mean that... I mean...
Redheads are harder to get numb.
Oh, interesting. Yeah?
She's got nice teeth. Her red hair makes her teeth look darker. I don't know.
Yeah? Is that true? Is that a true thing?
No.
She's got pale. Is it the pale skin you think that does that?
Yeah, can be. I mean, they're pretty natural, and she avoided getting. She's got a little chip on the mesial line angle of tooth number 9, but we're going to overlook that.
Sure.
She's got a pretty nice smile, and in her smile, she shows a lot more lower teeth than most people. She's an A7. Because tooth number 10 is a little dark.
Yeah.
You see how dark number 7 is? The one that kind of Tom Cruise is missing. She's got Tom Cruise's tooth. All right.
Seven. We got to try. You know what? There are some good people that are missing a tooth. And seven. They have a weird center tooth. And we're not going to try and judge those people. All right.
We're not going to try and judge
seven.
Them.
We're going to judge them. And the final person on this episode of Celebrity Smiles is going to be one Nicholas Braun, spelled B-R-A-U-N, Nicholas Braun. He's the kid who is kind of vaguely related to the family, and he's like
7 feet tall,
and he's
Jesus.
The most awkward and annoying person I've ever heard. Especially in those first few episodes, I haven't watched the show. We're gonna try and watch it and let you. We're gonna check in
Jesus.
With you guys.
He is,
but yeah,
so,
he's so annoying.
He's so shit. He's got nice looking teeth.
Yeah, he looks pretty
chipped.
Young.
Tooth numbers 8, 9 are a little bit chipped. A little enamelplasty would really help him yeah. out. But yeah, he's a god dang. He's a good looking guy, but he's just so friggin' dorky, and he's so in the show. He's so pathetically like trying to get a job. Like he tries to imply that. Right before the dude went into a coma, he gave him a job.
Well, right. No, yeah. It's, I mean, and I love the part where he's talking on the phone with his mom and he's like, all I have is $20 left. I mean, and she's like, hey, do you have any cash? And he's like, yeah. And she just takes his last money.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting show.
Yeah. A little crooked here and there, this and that, but they're natural. So I give him a bump up. He's an 8.
Ooh, we got good teeth.
Yeah, he's got nice teeth.
In the Roy
and
clan.
He is freaking, how tall is he?
He's pretty tall.
Let's find out.
Yeah? You gonna find out how tall he is?
Yeah, if I can figure out how to. Nick Braun height. 6'7".
Wow.
Wow, he's tall. He's the tallest guy with no athletic ability.
That's why they put him in the moose outfit. Was it a moose?
That's where he
like
throws
up in the moose head.
He smokes a bunch of weed and then throws up.
And he calls his mom and he's like, I think some hitchhiker like smoked weed in my car.
And then I went to work and I smelled like weed and they fired me.
That was so funny.
That was good. All right.
All right. Is there anything else we want to talk about?
No, I'm too cool for school and I know all that. No.
Well, any, you got any doing anything with any dental schools lately?
No, we've got, we don't have any upcoming dental stuff, but we do have some really exciting guests coming on that we'll talk about later. I don't want a spoiler alert, but.
Yeah, we got to make sure we can actually get them before we tease
them. We'll book them before we tease it, but we're going to pre-tease.
No pre-teasing. We don't pre-tease on the show.
Okay, no pre-tease.
All right, well, I think with that. Pre-tease caution out of the way. We're going to say thank you for listening to the Dental Works podcast. If you'd like to get, if you'd like to support the show, please give us a rating on iTunes or your podcast player of choice. If you'd like to get in contact with the show or you have questions, please send an email to dentalworkspodcast@gmail.com. We may talk about your question on the show. If you're located in the Phoenix area and need dental work, please give us a call at 480-391-0099. Terry, thank you for joining me.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you on the next episode. We should do, before we get out of here, we should do like a movie review episode.
I don't go to the movies,
like
but.
But just like teeth related. Like it'd be an old movie. It doesn't have to be a new one.
Okay.
I mean, we could do the Dungeons and Dragons movie. That would be fun. But that's not tooth related. The only reason I suggest that is because we did Dentists and Dragons.
Right.
We could do Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, that's not tooth related.
Dentist. It is. There's a dentist. No.
Oh.
I'm thinking of Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah,
I
was going to say, yeah. Both those movies are good.
But there's a dentist in that. Anyway, we should do it. I want to get it on the show.
In Rocky Horror, there's a dentist?
Yeah.
Is it Steve Martin?
Steve Martin, yeah.
Isn't he a dentist in both of them?
He may be.
Wait, is he the dentist in?
I think we're both confusing both for
hold
both.
On. Here's what
anyway,
I'm going to do.
Anyway, we're going to figure this out.
Hold on.
I want to do one of those as our movie review for one of these. So.
No. Okay. We got to find this out. Is a dentist in What?
Just look.
Movies.
Just
and we're going to do.
His filmography and then look up if
no,
he was
that's
in both
way
of them.
Too for Little no, Shop of Horrors easier. Only.
Yeah, I don't think he's in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay. Anyway, thanks for joining.
We'll see you guys next
and
time.
And Novocaine.
We'll yeah, and Novocaine. We'll figure out a movie to watch. Maybe 6 days, seven, or no, Whole Nine Yards. That's one we could do.
Oh, yeah.
Right. There's a good, number of them.
Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
Matthew Perry?
Matthew Perry.
That doesn't sound right.
There's a good number of them we could do, but we'll see you guys next time.
Okay. Take care.
This podcast was produced by T-Door Productions. Theme song written and recorded by Neil Hathaway. Vocals by Terry Work. Sound effects provided by freesfx.com and zapsplat.com.